reckless destiny. Bullets in the bellies of babies sleeping in the strangest places, indifference to the blinding grace of vapor trails and burning waste of your Baptist sky.
And good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And starting to program a little bit late tonight, that was an opening track from Silver Mount Zion. And that was a track called American Motor over Smoldered Field off the 2003 release called This Is Our Punk Rock. The Rusted Satellites Gather and Sing. And if you're not familiar, this is one of the, I guess, alternative projects of Godspeed to You, Black Emperor. And this one was kind of a stunning release because it was really kind of the first type of Godspeed release that had vocals. I remember talking to an old staff at A&B Sound in Lethbridge when I used to live in Alberta, and they were recommending this as their first release that had vocals, and it was very kind of shocking and stunning, as most of the Godspeed releases were entirely instrumental until then. So it was really kind of a definitive release for me, and I wanted to play that tonight to start off the program. And once again, that's Silver Mount Zion, and you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I'll be your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'll be with you until 9 p.m. tonight, playing a lot of stuff that I've been checking out recently. And I would like to mention, if you want to head to our website, citr.ca, you can always check out the podcast and playlists to kind of get a running list of what I've played this evening. And we're going to hear something from a few classic albums I've been checking out recently. And something is from that we're going to hear is from the 2003 release from Cat Power. Kind of similar area of like Godspeed, Silver Mount Zion, where I first started to get involved with campus radio. And I used to check out a lot of the Matador Records artists, and that's how I kind of discovered Cat Power. So we're going to hear a track off the release called You Are Free. We'll hear a track called Maybe Not. And then after that, we'll hear something from a Canadian artist that I played a few years ago. That's Miriam Gendron, a track off the album called Songs of Love and Lost and Found. We're going to hear a track off of the release, something called Les Tires de Femmes. Really great release. It came out in 2021. And Miriam Gendron is based out of Montreal. You can check it out at miriamgendron.bandcamp.com. But first, we'll hear some classic Sean Marshall music and something from the You Are Free release. This is a track called Maybe Not.
Command. Witness the world's best cinema, meet the creators behind your favorite works, and encounter live shows that combine music and film at the Vancouver International Film Festival. Taking place from September 28th to October 8th, a stellar lineup of over 130 films from 70 countries will transport you to places you've never been. Embrace the magic of cinema with exceptional storytelling that leaves you captivated and inspired. Be in the room as VIFF Live shows breathe life into stories from the screen, combining live performance and cinema. And go behind the scenes with VIFF Talks, connecting you to the brilliant minds behind the work you love. Explore the program and get tickets now at VIFF.org. That's VIFF.org. Student discounts are available, and if you are between the ages of 19 and 25, you can also join VIFF's free U25 membership program.
Okay, let's see here. Blend equal parts science and stories. Add a few shakes of music and soundscape, and wrap it all up in a big question. How can we see this more than human world in a new light and take part in shaping a healthy Anthropocene? Catch Future Ecologies every Sunday at 8 a.m. on CITR.
Gee, your station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part 4 of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.
Le long de la mer courante, allons-y donc nous promener le long de la mer courante, allons-y donc nous y promener en attendant. Furent pas au bord de l'eau, la belle demandit à boire. Ne furent pas au bord de l'eau, la belle demandit à boire. avant de boire de ce vin blanc. Mamie, je veux voir votre sang. Belle mie, et regardez cette eau claire. Allongez-vous, ma belle mie, et regardez cette eau claire. Ses beautés, j'y ai noyé. La septième, vous serez belle Madelon, déshabille-toi, je t'en prie. Belle Madelon, déshabille-toi, je t'en prie. La belle ôta son blanc jupon pour aller voir la mer au fond. La belle fut déshabillée, le beau galant qu'il s'approche. Quand la belle fut déshabillée, le beau galant qu'il s'approche. La belle lui donne un coup de pied. Mer l'a jeté. Mamie, donnez-moi votre main, vous donnerez tous mes domaines. Mamie, donnez-moi votre main, vous donnerez. Votant, votant, méchant larron, tu as trahi la Madelon. Venez anguilles, venez poissons, mangez la chair de ce bon drôle. Venez anguilles, venez poissons, mangez la chair de ce bon drôle. Venez anguilles, venez poissons. Mangez la chair de ce larron. Mamie, que diront vos amis quand vous verront venir ce lettre? Mamie, que diront vos amis quand vous verront venir ce lettre? Je leur dirai la vérité. Dans la rivière t'es jeté.
And from the Miriam Gendron album called Songs of Love, Lost and Founds, that was a track called Lettre de Femmes, and that one originally came out in 2021. And I think I did play it in 2022, but Miriam Gendron, like I said, has a new release out, or sorry, not a new release out, but a really great release out that I played a few years ago, and you can check this out at miriamgendron.bandcamp.com. And I'm your host, P-Bone. I'll be with you until 9 p.m. tonight. Hope everyone's doing pretty good on this Friday evening, and we're going to keep going with some more Canadian stuff. And actually, I did want to mention before Miriam, you heard some classic track from Cat Power, a track called Maybe Not off the You Are Free release. I think it was one of the first releases I heard from Cat Power. This one came out in 2003 on Matador, and I've just been on a bit of a Cat Power kick recently, revisiting some old releases. And anyways, you have a track called Maybe Not. So up next, we're going to hear something from Elstra, an artist that I've played quite a few times and just a kind of a mainstay that I really like to play over and over. We're going to hear the Feel It Break album called, that came out in 2011, and we'll hear the track called Dirk and Her Horse. Really great album, and really the kind of move from her kind of solo style to like a full band sound. And this one features Maya Postepsky and Durian Wolf doing the full band kind of synth sound. And if you are familiar, Elstra was originally made up of Katie Stelmanis, and she put out a release on the Blox Recording Company in 2009. And this is kind of the most favorite album I had of her, and just I listened to it so much way back in 2011. It kind of brings back a whole bunch of memories of like my first summer in Vancouver. So anyways, we're going to hear the first track from Dirk and Her Horse, and we're going to hear a project that she was involved with called Bruce Peninsula, and we're going to hear a track called Second Fourth World War. This is the track that she did guest vocals appearing on. And this is the 2009 album called A Mountain is a Mouth. And Bruce Peninsula are from Ontario, and they've been putting out releases since 2006. Kind of a sprawling collective, and they've put out kind of albums very sporadically. The most recently was in 2020 called No Earthly Sound. And before that was Open Flames. And I think I've seen them on a few Canadian films. But anyways, it's like a big sprawling project of a whole bunch of members that are involved in tons of different projects. So anyways, Bruce Peninsula is what you can hear after that. And then we'll see what we get to after that. But I think we're just going to hear these two tracks and we'll get back to you. But right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Elstra with a track called Darken Her Horse.
Ride her darkened horse, her temper's lying told, it's always the same, it's always the same. A customary trend, the course is laid to play, I know. Thank you.
their teeth, whose minds were made up on the roof and the feet. I'll come and I'll leave, aching from a life in the city. And it might ruin me now, but I probably already knew. Your skin burned black with coal and grease that stuck to their lungs whenever they breathe. I'll come and I'll leave. Tempted by the lights of the city. No clowning around. Tonight we're going out to get ruined. And I probably would have never thought if it were written on metal. If this is very old ground that you run from. But you can't look for long. Gotta be left and gone. Half seas over by night and bleeding drunk by midnight, forever indebted to the feats of our fathers. Comes, it comes as a cannon, one that lets you catch the shot in your hands, but just to send its shocking tidal wave through every bone in your body. And dealt our hands, mine's low on luck. If you're all going out, you can sign me up. Since the only time that I can collect my thoughts is if I'm bleeding, stinking drunk.
Rattlesnake bit me on my heel. That didn't make me, that didn't make me, that didn't make me, that didn't make me.
And from Bruce Peninsula, that was a track called Second Fourth World War, along with a track called Satisfied. I guess there are two tracks that I feel kind of blend together, and that's from the 2009 release called A Mountain is a Mouth. And if you're not familiar, Bruce Peninsula is kind of a collective of artists that have been around since 2006, and they're also named of a region in Ontario, but that track featured Katie Stelmanis doing vocals, and I think they're still a collective and still going strong. As far as I know, they put out a release in 2020, but this was kind of the era that I first discovered this band, back in Lethbridge when I was involved with CKXU, and I did actually get the chance to help kind of book a Lethbridge show, and the band stayed at my place. And kind of a stripped down kind of touring version. Obviously, Candice Stelmanis wasn't there. But anyways, I was able to kind of billet them at my place to help them save on hotel costs. But anyways, if you want to check out the discography, head to brucepeninsula.bandcamp.com. Before that was Austria with a 2011 release called Feel It Break. And you heard the opening track called Darken Her Horse. And you're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And we're going to keep going with some more Canadian stuff. And we'll hear something from the Ora Kogan release called Formless. Came out a few months ago, and I have played a few tracks from it. We'll hear something called High Noon. And I think Ora Kogan is based on the Vancouver Island region somewhere. I think she was formerly based in Vancouver sporadically, but I can't specifically say, but anyways, we're going to hear a track called High Noon. And another older Canadian release is what we're going to hear next, something from The Phonemes. And if you're not familiar, The Phonemes had a release out on Blocks Recording Company. And this is the work of, I think the main purpose, or the main person is Megali Meager. And she had stuff out on the Blox Recording Company label. We'll hear a track off the 2007 release called There's Something We've Been Meaning to Do, something called Pain Perdue. And if you're not familiar, Blox Recording Company was a recording collective out of Toronto, and they put out a huge amount of really great Canadian indie stuff. Unfortunately, they had kind of ended in, I think, 2015. Really unfortunate, because it was a really great recording company. It's like, I guess it can be described as a record company, but it's more like a collective. They all kind of serve to just focus on putting on really great music. And unfortunately, it went under in 2015. But anyways, you can still check out a lot of the discography by checking out a lot of the individual artists' Bandcamp pages. The phonemes.bandcamp.com is where you can check this out. And if we're going to hear off a 2007 release, is what I said, and then we'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is from the new Ora Kogan release, and this is a track off the release, or it's for the album called Formless. This track is called High Noon.
Just Power, power, power. Now, you are playing with power.
Think you have what it takes to be champion? Shindig is on and submissions are open. 16 artists compete, but only one can be crowned winner. Worthy of prizes from Music Waste, Fanta Records, and more. Throw your hat in the ring today and apply at CITR.ca.
Only 12 guys to go!
You're the king, I tell you! The king!
The Aboriginal Frontier Society is a culturally safe, peer-designed, non-judgmental place for Aboriginal peoples, their friends, and their family in the downtown Eastside. It's an accessible space where Aboriginal folks can experience, learn, and participate in traditional Aboriginal culture, teachings, and ceremonies as part of their healing journey through life. Right now, they're accepting donations of food and warm clothing, which are needed more than ever as residents of the downtown Eastside face the challenges of COVID-19 and winter weather. If you're able to help, you can drop your donation off at 384 Main Street on weekdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. That is 384 Main Street. To learn more about the Aboriginal Frontdoor Society and other ways that you can support their work, please visit abfrontdoor.org.
Every day, every night, every night, every night, every night.
And from Block's Recording Company, that was The Phonemes with a track called Pain Perdue off the 2007 release called There's Something We've Been Meaning to Do. That was put out on Block's Recording Company, and Owen Pellet did some guest violin on that track, or on that album, I should say. And this one was put out on Block's Recording Company, and prior to that, you heard something from Orokogan, something from the Vancouver Island region. That was High Loon off the Formless release, and this one is doing pretty good on the National Campus Radio charts, so quite a few stations are playing this. And right now, it's sitting at number 9, and previously it was out on the 30 spot. And you're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And we'll kind of shift into a little bit more kind of electronic territory. We'll hear something from Jesse Lanza, an album called Love Hallucination that I played recently. And we'll hear a track off of that, something called Casino Niagara. And this one is also doing pretty good on the radio charts, sitting at number 40, sitting at number 4. And this one came out on Hyperdub Records. I think one of two Hyperdub artists that have come out of Canada. Really great label, and really cool that Jesse Lanza continues to put out music on that label. After that, I think we're going to try and squeeze in a track from Block's Recording Company. I want to try to fit in something from Kids on TV. I think it might follow that pretty well, but I guess we'll see what we can fit in. But anyways, this is Jesse Lanza with a track called Casino Niagara.
Push a lever. Push and push. Ever considered going abroad to study a degree, work, volunteer, or learn a language? Get down to the Vancouver Convention Center East Building for the Study and Go Abroad School Finder Fair. You'll find universities and professional schools from around the world, including Canada. Admission is free. Check online at www.studyandgoabroad.com for more information.
Whoa, hold on. Where are you taking all those cacti?
I need to put them near the radio.
How come?
They love to hear Everly's nature-based music on Dead Succulent Haunt every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Oh, Dead Succulent Haunt? Where your plants can grow and you can mourn those you've lost?
Come on, plants, let's grow.
Back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. That was Jesse Lanza with a track called Casino Niagara off the Love Hallucination release, and I didn't get to fit in the Kids on TV track that I mentioned, but I'll try to fit in another time. I couldn't specifically find the track that I was looking for. So we'll kind of shift into a little bit different territory. We'll hear kind of a more haunting track from First Terrace Records, a new release from Bianca Scout, something called Heart of the Anchoress. We'll hear something called Vanguard. And you can check this out at firstterracerecords.bandcamp.com. Really kind of a haunting, kind of dreamlike pop music. And I get some comparison to Earth Eater. And I can kind of see that in this track. A little bit more on the haunting side, I'd say. After that, we'll see what we can fit in. Right now, this is something from Bianca Scout, and this is a track called Vanguard.
Thank you.
And that was some new stuff from First Terrace Records. Vanguard is a track from Bianca Scout off a reissued release called The Heart of the Anchoress. I think it's getting a repress this year. And I can't remember exactly when it came out, but it does have that kind of really haunting sound that gets comparison to a Grouper as well as Earth Eater. And you tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to try to cram in as much as we can in the next 10 minutes or so. We're going to hear something from Crammed Disc Records and something from a Uganda release from, Kampala, from a release from Niloxica, if that's how you pronounce it correctly. And we're going to hear a track off of that. Something called Oluto Batsi off the Source of Denial release. And then after that, we may hear something from Insane Worlds Records, but we'll see what we can fit in. But right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Niloxica, and this is a track called Oluto Batsi.